Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Alex Preddy's younger sister is speaking out against what she calls the disgusting lies being spread about her brother, including that he was a domestic terrorist. Michaela Preddy said in a statement Monday evening, her brother Alex was incredibly intelligent and deeply passionate, and she said he made people feel safe. Preddy was fatally shot by Border Patrol agents last weekend at a protest in Minneapolis. Government officials previously claimed Preddy intended to massacre law enforcement or inflict maximum damage when federal agents unloaded 10 bullets into him. Video taken by witnesses to the incident appears to contradict that claim. Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller described Preddy as a domestic terrorist in the aftermath of Saturday's shooting. Those who knew Preddy when he was a student at Green Bay's Preble High School describe him as a talented and caring friend. In her social media post, Michaela Preddy says her brother was a hero and asks the question, quote, when does this end? How many more innocent lives must be lost before we say enough, end quote. Students working at a high school blood drive in Peshtigo tipped off police this week when a man brought a loaded handgun and two knives into the school to give blood. Peshtigo police say they found the gun and knives while searching the man, who was initially found in the gym. Authorities say they arrested the 33-year-old Michigan man and took him to the Marinette County Jail. But when they got to the jail, they say the man had gotten out of his handcuffs and attacked several officers. The man police identify as Trevor Sawesky was charged with multiple felony and misdemeanor charges, including possession of a firearm on school grounds, battery of a police officer, and prisoner attempted escape. Firefighters all around our area began their week battling three different blazes, one fatal, in sub-zero temperatures. Shawano police say one person died in a house fire we first told you about yesterday morning. Firefighters say the house near downtown Shawano was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived at 2:30 a.m. Once the flames were under control, authorities say crews found the body of one adult inside the house. No information on that person has been released pending family notification. Wind chills were in the negative double digits in the pre-dawn hours as firefighters battled the blaze. Later that same day, a fire at Chili's in West Green Bay caused about $25,000 in damage, but authorities say no one was hurt. Firefighters say the fire was inside a wall and crews were able to put it out within a few minutes. And Highway 21 in Oshkosh opened back up after being closed for about 2 hours in the heart of yesterday's morning commute while crews battled a fire at Starbucks. Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies say they responded to the fire at Starbucks near Kohler Street and 21 at about 6:45 yesterday morning. No word yet on what started the fire. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Wisconsin basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin with a record of 14-6. The Gophers at 500 with an overall record of 10-10. Marquette with a victory 86-62 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Perhaps the best performance of the year so far for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We guarded the pick and roll well. We rotated well. Obviously, it helps to shoot 69% from the field in the first half, but I thought that there was a connection between our guys. Aggressiveness.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the 76ers, 139-122. Kyle Kuzma limping off the court fourth quarter, but said it was just a leg cramp. NFL, Packers quarterback coach Sean Mannion to interview with the Eagles for their offensive coordinator job. In Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy introduced as the new head coach of the Steelers.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers back as your quarterback next year?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
At Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 8 above this afternoon, but that wind chill factor is still going to be hovering below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to 7 below zero for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 8 above. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do something amazing and do it interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.